At 80, San Mao, China's most popular comic strip hero, is not aging at all. Skinny limbs, big head, and three curly strands of hair crowning the top, he is brave and quick-witted as Tintin, and acts as an ultimate survivor like Charlie Brown. But unlike his Western counterparts, San Mao's tales are much darker, since they mirror some of the most turbulent moments of Chinese history in the 20th century. Xiao Jianqiu is a comic buff born in the 1980s.
When I read the books as a kid, I could only memorize the scenes. But as I get older, I start to recognize the political connotation and irony of these comic strips. There are many elements of historical background embedded in terms of the plot, drawing style, and the incisive reflection on the society. San Mao's series are truly masterpieces.
In 1935, San Mao, literally meaning three hairs in Chinese, was devised by cartoonist Zhang Leping in Shanghai. Though at that time, modern comics had already been popularized for 10 years, it was rare to see a comic strip featuring a child as protagonist. Zhang Weijun, the cartoonist's youngest son, recalls.
When San Mao's stories were first serialized in 1935, he hadn't roamed on the street and joined the army yet. He was just an average kid living in a Shanghai Lane house. He was pretty naughty and had a sense of justice.
The birth of San Mao filled a blank in Chinese comic industry. Adopting the technique of line drawing, Zhang Leping wrote no dialogues and used the simplest brushworks to reveal the complexity of one's inner world and the chores and the trifles in old Shanghai. But soon, things went downhill as Japan levied a war of aggression against China. Zhang and other cartoonists left home and traveled around the country to disseminate the message of resistance and patriotism. During his eight-year rove, the artist witnessed how bloodshed, violence, and misery ravaged China. Heartbreakingly, he also watched ordinary people, particularly young children, become the victims of the war. Zhang Weijun says those experiences transformed his father's artworks drastically.
I think his wartime experience became his baptism and purified him. From then on, he was determined to see the world and reflect problems for the sake of common people. He came back to Shanghai in 1945. 1 year later, he drew his comic, San Mao Joins the Army, which combined the happenings he went through. Once published, the response was overwhelming.
In this blood-soaked cartoon story, the homeless San Mao puts on ill-fitting uniform to fight against aggressive Japanese army. Despite his short height and gaunt feature, the boy is able to survive on the bullet-flying battleground and uses his size and wit as the advantage to defeat much superior enemies.
San Mao experiences a lot and his endeavors always end in vain. But he never gives up. No matter what happens, he carries on and moves on.
After the huge success of his first book, in 1947, Zhang Leping created another classic, The Wanderings of San Mao. This time, our beloved urchin lingers on the streets alone and hangs around with beggars, refugees, and orphans in the post-war Shanghai. Constantly being beaten and mocked, he's starved while the rich feast and celebrate. San Mao's bitter experience and hardship resonated with many of that time, which has gradually elaborated this character to national fame. After the establishment of People's Republic of China, Zhang produced a sequence of comic strips to illustrate San Mao's new life, but the previous two series remain the most popular ones. Dong Xiaoyan is the director of Zhang Leping Museum, which commemorates the artist's contribution to Chinese cartoon industry and the eternal joy and inspiration his works bring.
Sam Mao grows up with generations of Chinese children. He's vivacious and tough. That's why we not only receive local visitors, but also admit people all around China and the rest of the world.
For decades, filmmakers, musicians, and animation producers have voted on this mischievous and good-natured boy. Even the famous Taiwanese writer Chen Maoping empathized with him and changed her pen name into San Mao. Zhang Weijun, son of the cartoonist, explains the reason behind San Mao's everlasting popularity.
The San Mao franchise, particularly The Wanderings of San Mao, is not just for children. The stories might better suit adult readers since they reflect the fickleness and inconsistency of the society. Generally speaking, the cartoon is an art of comedy and humor. There are no doubt humorous and funny elements in my father's books, but he illustrated them in a tragic way. I think compared with comedy, tragedy is much easier to strike a chord.
But as time goes by, is San Mao's story still well received among today's readers? As both a fierce lover for San Mao series and curator of several San Mao exhibitions, Xiao Jianqiu gives a confirmative answer.
If an artwork is good enough in terms of its aesthetic value, it will never be out of date. People are equipped with a basic standard of aesthetics. When an artistic expression meets this standard, it will shake off the yoke of time.
80 years elapses. San Mao is still a child hero Chinese readers worship, and he will carry on moving people with his innocence and a heart of gold. For Studio Plus, this is Liu Min. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。